of you lovely people. Welcome to Shut Up Bentley. I am your host, Samantha Bentley, your relationship triple expert or not. I am here today. Look at Dick's fucking face already. I'm here today with the gorgeous Lena Ritz. I actually met Lena last night and we were discussing, my podcast show. So I guess say hi, Lena.
Hi, Lena.
Hi, Lena. Tell everyone like what you do and what you're about and why we had this discussion.
Okay, so my name's Lena Ritz. I'm a hairstylist for the last 12 years. I tend to sit with a lot of women and we always revert to the topic of relationships. And I've been through my fair share of traumatic, dramatic relationships. And so now I'm taking my experiences coupled with experiences of women from all over the world and journaling it. And I'm going to put it together for a book.
So when you... When you are doing, because everyone knows, like when you go into a hairdresser, I mean, the first thing I do when I go to have my extensions done is I sit down, I'm like, oh my God, my fucking boyfriend. She's like, so what's going on with, you know, and I guess when you're doing girls' hair, that is what you expect. When a girl sits down in front of you, you know, especially doing extensions, they're there for 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
You got 3-4 hours. You know, you're going to hear about their boyfriend or what shitty things their boyfriend's done. So why don't we start, I guess, with some stories. I mean, we want to hear crazy relationship stories. We want to hear about breakups, about shitty things that guys have done to you, shitty things that you've heard, like some of the most extreme stories, like the ones that you're going to use for your book that everyone needs to hear.
Okay, so my first relationship was when I was 16. I was living in Texas, and of course, he's a band guy that came through
Obviously.
Town. I couldn't have picked a better dude, right?
High fives to the band guy.
Right.
Heard this story. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was 16, and he was 21, and this is actually who I ended up moving out to LA with.
Oh my God.
Maybe like a year later or so.
And
did I pick a good one. He ended up living like a triple life.
Oh my God.
Literally, like when I met him, he was on tour with this band and he was dating the lead singer. And when I went out to visit him, he had been telling me, and this is like a red flag number one, if a guy tries to tell you that a girl he's close with is crazy.
Oh my God, you're so right. Oh, she's crazy. She thinks we're dating. She's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I've had that.
Oh yeah, for sure. And this is coming up so much lately, and I tell my girlfriends I have to draw from my own experiences. You know, the first thing he was telling me is this girl's crazy. She wants to be with me. She tells
I'm not interested.
People,
it's all about you. So when you're there, don't tell her that we're together because she's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he actually told her that I was gay, that I was a lesbian. So his lesbian girlfriend was going to come out on the road, you know, for a few days, and you know, she was nice enough to clear me up a bunk, the junk bunk to sleep in, you know.
Oh my God, I fucking hate guys in bands.
Oh yeah, and I'm completely oblivious, and she pulls me to the back of the bus and is telling me like how he's her boyfriend and just, you know, they've been dating and all this stuff, but he had pre-warned me and had told me
that she was crazy.
She's nuts. She likes to tell this to people. She likes to scare girls off.
Do we know this band?
Oh my God, have you been dating my ex? Like, seriously?
Maybe.
Do we know
it's
this
possible.
Band?
I would be giving it away.
Are we naming, I don't think we're naming names. There's no,
no
names
no,
today.
No, but not in this, I don't get it, but is it somebody?
It's possible. I mean, they toured throughout the US and Europe. And
we're leaving anonymous until the microphones are off.
Smart. Yeah. No, okay, go ahead.
That's how our relationship began. Then I moved to, needless to say, you know, he ended up getting her pregnant and, you know, this whole thing, it was undeniable. Now I didn't find out till later. So here I am still puppy eyed about this guy. You know, I move out to LA. First we stop in San Jose where he's from and, his ex-girlfriend shows up at the door and I answer.
Is this the singer, the pregnant singer?
No. So this was how we met. I was still living in Texas. He's keeping in touch with me. I'm visiting him on the road for a year before I move out to California for about, 10 months. So then, you know, so I'm having to experience that early on. I'm like, this is kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, whatever. So brush it under the rug. I'm young. I'm naive. You know, I'm now 17 years old, you know. I come out to California with him, San Jose. And within 2 days of being there, his ex-girlfriend shows up at the house. And I answer the door and she's hysterical. She starts screaming and crying. And he's told me stories about her as well. Like, oh,
but she's crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy too.
It's funny. All these guys in bands just turn girls crazy. They're just surrounded by crazy girls.
And they
hang
out with them. And they,
I know. And it's like, well, if she's that crazy, why are you hanging around with her?
Yeah, exactly. So she shows up, she goes nuts and she calls him up. She's screaming on the phone and I'm like, yo, what's this? You got unfinished business with your ex-girlfriend? What's going on? Oh, no. Brushes it under the rug. Everything's cool. Everything's fine. I'm back. I drift. Anyways. And so, you know, I'm kind of like, oh, did I make the worst mistake of my life? Leave everything behind for this guy. We end up, you know this now, but what does a 17-year-old know?
Exactly.
You know,
this is what you're supposed to do at 17.
With some band guy. You know, we were going to get married and live happily ever after.
Yep.
I've
heard the story. Yeah. And then I moved to LA with him when I was 17 and he was in a band and it was great. And he's my rock star love. And then it all went to shit.
Yeah. Now I'm a porn star. No.
Exactly. But it always
actually,
does.
Yes.
But it always does, though. I always tell, show me the story where that works out. Show me the one girl that works out.
Oh, no.
But you're supposed to make those mistakes at that age, don't you think?
Yes, I think so, because then you grow and learn from them, and then you're the mentor to others. So that's kind of the role I've became, but I went through mountains, you know, and now I'm just like, I have girlfriends that are 30 years old that have never been through being with a guy who's a cheater or, you know, like, who hasn't been with a cheater? Like, that's all I've known.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I don't know, I feel kind of... When I speak to girls and they're in these perfect relationships, or perfect, I don't know. What looks perfect on the outside, you know, they're happy, it's normal, it's stable, there's no kind of ups and downs and cheating and screaming fights and leaving in the middle of the night and overdoses on drugs and getting other girls pregnant on tour.
Or somebody getting arrested.
Yeah. Anyway, dick. You know, shit like that. And I think, oh my God, I'm so jealous. And then I'm like, well, no, because if you never had that, I think, you know, for all the pain that it caused, I think that you do need to go through things like that in your life to kind of get the slap in the face to be like, do you know what? Enough.
Yeah.
Enough already.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, what else, like, what have you heard from other people? Like, you must have heard some horror stories.
Absolutely.
I can only imagine.
Well, let me tie this up, this story really quick. I'll make a long story short. Because obviously in the book, I'm going to write every little detail out, what I was thinking and feeling and, you know, the cover-ups, all of the cover-ups. Yeah. I mean, and this went on for 6 years off and on with this guy.
Oh, God, wow. You're me.
And I
was
didn't...
Was he a drummer?
No, he's a guitar player. And bass player, guitar player mostly. Okay. But so the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend, so I moved to LA with him. We're living in our place. Weird things, like she starts sending letters to the house. Like, I'm like, why is your ex-girlfriend writing these letters? Like, sending them to the house? I don't get it. One day she shows up at her house. You know, she runs right past me and jumps on him and embraces him. And I'm like, what's going on? He takes off with her, doesn't come back. Like, I'm so confused. Long story short with this situation is I finally open a letter after this happened. Obviously, he came back, lied to me about, made up some grand story, found out they had gotten engaged by opening this letter, this card.
Oh my God.
You know, and this is a guy I'm living with. This is a guy that I had just moved everything, my whole entire life to California. Find out he gets engaged to her. But all the while that this is going on, he's taking off and he's got these new work friends. He starts not coming home, making up these elaborate stories. He had started dating a girl at his work as well. So he's got a fiance in San Francisco. He's got a girlfriend at work that he's, you know, crashing with and staying the night with. And he's got a live-in at home girlfriend, which is me.
And then he's got this the singer of the band, or is that over by
okay,
now?
So this that chapter ended, but, you know, like... That's how it began.
Yeah.
So that was almost like a quadruple way. So it was the singer of the band, you know, then he gets me to, you know, move out to California. He has me. He's got this girlfriend in San Francisco. He's got this girlfriend at work. Now,
this sounds like deja vu to me. This sounds like something like my relationship.
Does it?
But it also sounds like it just sounds exhausting.
It was
for him. Like, I'm like, dude, what are you?
But that's what I thought about my ex. I was just like, you know, with all these girls you've got going on, and constantly being like, don't listen to anything anyone's saying. They're mental. You're my girl. And like, and then I find out, you know, like, well, who are all these other girls? Because, and then I start looking into it and I'm like, wait a minute. They're not mental. They're just listening like me, like an idiot. And you know?
No, it's absolutely true. He had convinced me for 6 years that his ex-girlfriend was the crazy one that kept like showing up in our relationship. Like we broke up, got back together for 6 years, you know, majorly, like together for a year and a half, then maybe separated for 6 months and then back together for a year, you know, talking about, you know, this is your life and your relationship's a pivotal part of your life. So 6 years after we broke up in the grand finale with him is I finally walked in on him cheating on me. I walked in on him getting his dick sucked, like naked on the ground, you know, after 6 years.
Oh my God.
To the most unsuspecting person, which was his roommate's girlfriend, his roommate who was out of town.
Wow.
My God. He's OMG. A classy dude.
Oh, totally. And he had just been in the hospital. I paid for his hospital bills, you know. Ugh. He.
Wow. I want a girlfriend like you.
Oh, well, you know, it was my rent money I put on the line to then, you know, needless to say, I never got that back. But so that was when you know it's over, obviously. Like, you cannot listen to their lies anymore. You can't listen to their cover-ups. You just see it, right? Yeah. You know, and you're like, all right, like, this makes sense. You are a lying, cheating bastard. So we break up, and then, you know, I finally, like, I moved to San Francisco for a little bit, and the ex-girlfriend and I put together 6 years of him dating two of us at the same time, like going back and forth, like having the girlfriend in San Francisco, having me in LA. Like,
yeah.
That was so much fun. And then to, you know, we just basically sent him a text message. I was like, all right, I'm going to write con and you're going to write artist and he's going to figure it out that we both got together and we put 6 years.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Story.
It was fantastic.
That's so funny. What did he do when you sent the text?
Oh, he writes back. Yeah, yeah. You guys, you know, think you're so funny and clever, and
yeah,
you know.
But you're both crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're both crazy, and actually,
this guy sounds like a loser.
So, when was the last time you spoke to him?
We're actually friends now.
You are?
Isn't it crazy? He's married and has kids, but he continued to live his double lives, like his double and triple lives. Like he had his girlfriend on the.
And who's saying he's not now?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel for her. I really do.
What
like,
does he
hopefully,
do now?
He works at I think he's brewing beer or something.
Wow.
Yeah. You know? Feel a little bad.
Those rock star dreams didn't really pan out, did they?
No, he still makes music and he went on to do his own personal thing and that was great. But he also, I'm now friends with other girls in other countries that he has been with and they've told me the same thing, that he had this double life and that, you know, they had found out all this stuff.
I'm so glad. Like, do you know what? It's really refreshing to me to hear that actually this has happened with other people. I mean, obviously it's horrible. It's horrendous. Like, I can only imagine how you felt because I've been through it and I know the pain and the exhaustion and the frustration and like how you just want to know answers and you don't understand. Mm-hmm. And I've been through it all and it's horrible, but it is like, it's refreshing to me to hear it. The exact same thing that's happened to other girls as well, and that it's not just me, and that, you know,
it's never just you. It's like this, like someone said, we tell people what you learn as you go through life is everything's happened like 1,000 times over. It's
yeah, but I'd never heard anything like that from other people before. I'm always like, oh, it's me, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, you learn so much from it, you know, like
live and learn.
Absolutely. And it's going to happen again and it's going to come up and it's going to be just as hard. You really like a guy, you know, you're like seeing all these indications, there's some shadiness happening, but your heart obviously is leading the path there. You know what I mean? So like separating.
Is it the heart or is it something a little lower?
It could be lower. Now that just depends on you, and, you know, but.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
God. I'm just self-loathing in the corner over here. Like, self-harm.
Are we going to go back to cutting the wrist again?
No, I've gone through my Marilyn Manson phase already. But so, I mean, that's something that's happened to you. What is stuff? Have you ever heard anything like from anyone that you actually are shocked? Like you literally cannot believe that you've heard this story. You're like, that's actually disgusting.
Disgusting.
Like,
just the things that you talk about.
Yeah. Hang my head. But like where you've actually heard and you've been like, I cannot believe that somebody's been through that. Like, that's awful.
Yeah. I mean, lots of cheating stories. The wondering, I was saying earlier to you that a client of mine's fiance left her at the altar. And I've heard that story a couple times.
I can't even imagine, like, not just the emotional pain, but the embarrassment of being there in front of everyone that you love and that you know, and standing there and being like, this is my special day.
Which, in a sense, is like the happiest day of your life turns into the
And expensive. The most expensive day of your life, probably. And for everybody else around, you have your relatives flying
in
town. And
how embarrassing it is. And yeah, there's just so many emotions there.
I can't even put that through my head. Like, it's horrible.
Yeah, I'd love to interview that guy. The guy that thinks, okay, now's the time to send this text message or to bail out. Like,
and be like, so, buddy, what was going through your head?
Yeah, exactly. Pick apart his brain. I mean, it's happened before. I mean, I heard maybe a few years ago a story about this happening to a girl, and I just had never met anybody until recently that I got to pick their brains and ask her about it. And for her, she was dating a football player who's pretty renowned, and so press came to her and wanted to, like, her to sell her story, but she wasn't going to do that. But just imagine the embarrassment. So it's all over the tabloids as well, you know, that...
Oh, I can't even, because, like, you read it and you don't... I mean, this sounds harsh, but you don't, when you read stuff in the press or in the paper, you don't think about those people on a personal level because you don't know them. Yeah. And, you know, celebrities or whatever, when you read about them, you don't think of them as like I think about you, or like I think about like my other friends or whatever. But when you think about if that happened to me and you're like, oh my God, like if that happened to your friend, think about like the emotional damage that you're going through and like the embarrassment and everything. I just can't even, like, I cannot process it in my head. I'd curl up into a little ball and die.
Well, he tried to get back with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's classy. That's a classy move.
Oh, man. And of course she found someone else like straight away.
But that's the Sex in the City. If she goes back
to him, I would have punched her.
But that's the problem with, okay, this obviously it's not real, but the Sex in the City movie. And he leaves her at the altar on her wedding day.
Well, he doesn't mean to leave her, though.
He's a douche, okay?
He's confused. I know he doesn't mean... Fright.
I know, but what's to say that this guy wasn't confused? He still left her at the altar, and then he came back a year later, and he's like, everything's fine. Look, I left your shoes in this apartment, or something weird like that. Yeah. Anyway, we are going to wrap...
That's a movie, by the way.
By the way, shut up.
Okay.
We are going to wrap this motherfucker up right now. My name is Samantha Bentley, and you can stalk me on Twitter at @bad_Bentley, or you can find me in the Julieland universe, badbentley.com. Lena, where can we stalk you?
Twitter is Lena Maritz, and the last name is Reitz. First name is Lena. And I think I'm going to reopen my blog up because I closed it for a bit.
You should reopen it.
But in detail, sort of the stuff that I've been working on and the information I've compiled about relationships. It's advice. It's red flags. It's the what to do, the how to get over relationships. I mean, like...
Lots of alcohol.
Some pretty decent advice. So I'll keep everybody posted on my Twitter about that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Peace.
Later.